Blog Talk Radio.
Iconic. The song, the way that he did the song, the Jackson 5 did the song, it was beautiful, and it was just a wonderful time, man. We were so young and so turned on by just the sheer fact that, hey, you know, there is a Santa Claus. Santa Claus gonna, I mean, if Michael Jackson thought it was a Santa Claus, we thought it was one too. We were like, all right, yes, there's a real Santa Claus. Okay, we're gonna have some fun. And, you know, but it did, the song did kind of tell the story a little bit about Santa and Daddy, right? It's like, okay, wait a minute. What, is Daddy Santa Claus? And if Daddy is Santa Claus, then what happened to Santa Claus? what happened to the old white guy? Oh man, what's going on here? We're confused. So it was one of those myths, right? That was like, it was confusing, but it was beautiful, and you had to and some of us started figuring things out because some of us were just born that way. We're natural. That, you know, investigators, right? We were just like figuring, like, hey, wait a minute, that don't seem right. Something's going on here. I haven't seen anybody come in my house. I didn't hear a thing. We have an alarm system. No one's breaking into my house. But Santa was magical, right? Coming through the chimney. Actually, we didn't have a chimney. So anyway, it was just kind of crazy with Santa. that whole thing about Santa, but it was beautiful at the same time because it just made us feel special. It made us feel like we had hope and like there was a good side to the bad side, how great life could be, that we could, you know, be blessed and get gifts and just be honored, man. And so I just thought it was a beautiful thing, and I try not to take that away from any kids. I think it's a beautiful thing, and if anybody does that, you let the parents do that, right? But anyway, guys, how are you? This is Wardell Pons Jr. for Solar Records Radio, and we just want to have a good time with you and just reminiscing, like I just finished doing, right? Going back down memory lane and remembering with my two sisters, it was always busy, and I still have my two sisters. God has been blessed us, and so we've been real fortunate that we're still here together, and so we are just trying to do our best to be our best and do our part in the community. And my little sister, she just lost her husband, but she's still preaching. She's still serving the word of God and still blessing others. And so how beautiful is that, right? Whoa, that is beautiful. I'm so proud of her. And then my older sister, you know, she's one of those people that if a child has no home, bring it to me. Bring me the baby, and I'll take care of the baby until we can find the proper home for the baby. And so, and these children, they come. I mean, they come. I mean, you know, and my sister, now she has my mom there to help her. But my mom, I'm not sure if my mom is really helping or she's just enjoying the journey, you know. And so it's just a beautiful thing to watch. And so thank God for my sisters who have been blessed with the gift of God and knowing how to love. And so, but many, many, many blessings to all you guys and to all our friends around the world. May God bless you and keep you. And guys, we're going to have a good time here. We're going to play some good music for you, right? So let's get going. I mean, it is time. Let's do some old school throwback Thursday.
If you're planning to
down, Wayne. Let's keep it right here.
Just me. Look at this face, I know the years are showing. Look at this life, I still don't know where it's going. I don't know much, but I know I love you. That may be all I need to know.
Look at these eyes, they've never seen what matters. Look at these dreams, so big and so better.
I don't know much, but I know I love you. So many questions still left unanswered. So much I've never broken through.
I've
ever known me. Look at this man, so blessed with inspiration.
Look
at this soul, still searching for salvation.
I don't know much, but I know
of songs, right? That was a slow block, right? I just had to keep it right there because it was just meant to be. And Aaron Hall ending that block with "I don't know much, but one thing I know is that I love you." And that may be all I need to know. And you know, it's a beautiful thing because just when you think about it, we really don't know. We have no clue. If all I need to know is that you're the one I love, and I'm good right here and now. I'm good with that. That's all I need to know to inspire me, to motivate me, to make me do the things I need to do so that I can be successful. To make you proud of me, and to, if I make you proud of me, maybe God will be proud of me. I mean, it's so beautiful. Love is so beautiful, and it's something that we all could learn from. So anyway, I just wanted to just start that block off like that, right? Just nice and beautiful and sweet and loving. And let me just think, let me go back here. And then I had the Dales, and it's like always together, right? Just you know, just, hey, listen, can we do this? Is that a possible that we can always be together now? Now that we've met, can we just be together? Can we make this happen? Can we hold on to it? Can we not do what others did and start something and just let it go? Can we hold on and hold on and hold on? That would be an amazing gift and opportunity, right? And so we started the block off with my friend Wayne Lewis from Atlantic Star. And Wayne Lewis, you know, that song Symphony, you know, that song right there is like, if you can't figure out your way, if you're going through so much, if you're suffering, send for me, call me, I'm right here. Just put a note in the bottle and send it off. I will receive it. I will receive it, and I will be there for you. Just send for me. And it's that's just like so wonderful, because, you know, to have someone that's got your back, regardless that if the relationship didn't work out, you know, at the end of the day, if you need me, I'm here for you, regardless of our situation. I'm going to be here for you. That's cold. That's beautiful. Anyway, this is Wardell Potts Jr. for Solar Records Radio, and I just want to keep it moving here. We're going to have a good time with you guys, and I hope you guys are being blessed and enjoying the music here on Solar Records Radio. This is one of the first songs that the Throwdown Brothers, which is from Solar Records, which we'll be talking about tomorrow, this is one of the first songs that we did outside of Solar. So this is a group called Seventh Wonder. And you may not have even heard of this group, but you may have heard the song. And the song did very well for them, but we didn't get to do anything else on them. And so it just kind of, the album just kind of didn't do too much. But, you know, for kids that never had any action, all of a sudden they're flying up the charts. That was awesome for them. So here we go with Seventh Wonder. This is the Throwdown Brothers on Solar Records Radio.
Out. you all appreciate it. When I was young, me and my mama had beef. 17 years old, kicked out on the street. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, scared to go home. I was a fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Shed tears with my baby sister. Over the years, we was poor than other little kids. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong, we blamed mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. And who's thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day. Running from the police, that's right. Mama catch me, put a whoop into my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen, mama. I finally understand, for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed, a poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did it, there's no way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. Dear mama,
place no one above you.
You all appreciate it. Nobody tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy, cause the coward wasn't there. He passed away and I didn't cry, cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless, but all along I was looking for a father, he was gone. I hung around with the thugs, and even though they sold drugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved out, started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started slanging. I ain't guilty, cause even though I sell rocks, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. I love paying rent when the rent's due. I hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent to you. Cause when I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone because you cared for me. And I could see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix us a hot plate. Just working with the scraps you was giving. And mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. But now the road got rough, you're alone. Trying to raise two bad kids on your own. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you, sweet.
And dear mama,
please no one above you.
You all appreciate it. Pour out some liquor and I reminisce. Cause through the drama I can always depend on my mama. And when it seems that I'm hopeless, you say the words that can get me back in focus. When I was sick as a little kid, to keep me happy there's no limit to the things you did. And all my childhood memories are full of all the sweet things you did for me. And even though I act crazy, I gotta thank the Lord that you made me. There are no words that can express how I feel. You never kept a secret, always stayed real. And I appreciate how you raised me. And all the extra love that you gave me. I wish I could take the pain away. If you can make it through the night, there's a brighter day. Everything will be alright if you hold on. It's a struggle every day, gotta roll on. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you, sweet.
Dear mama,
place no one above you.
You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you, sweet.
Dear mama.
don't look so sad. I know it's over. But life goes on, and this world keeps on turning. Let's just be glad we had this time to spend together. There is no need to watch the bridges that we're burning. Lay your head on my pillow, sweet baby. Hold your warm into my mind. Close to the whisper of the raindrops blows softly against my window. Hey, all in night, make believe you love me one more time. For the good times, I'll get along. I'm sure you'll find another. Baby, please remember, I'll be here. I'm gonna stay right here. If you should ever find you need me, yeah, don't say a word about tomorrow or forever and ever and ever and ever. There'll be time enough for severance when you leave. Hey, 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 hey. For the good time. Oh, yeah. For the good time.
One more time. for the good time. For the good time.
Here's what you ought to do.
Lay your head.
Mr. Al Green is pretty serious with his right there, right? Wow. That brother's something else. Anyway, guys, I hope you guys are well and you're good and God has been good to you. I want to lift it up a little bit. Can I lift it up a little bit? Man, I want. we are having a good time, though, but because the music is good, right? Yeah. I like the music. Yeah, I like the music, too. But something for tomorrow. We celebrate the sound of Los Angeles Records at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So make sure you tune in tomorrow. We talk about the Whispers. They are 80 years old. The twins are 80. I can't believe it. My goodness gracious. And so we have the, so we'll talk about the Whispers and Shalimar and, Dynasty and Lakeside, The Deal and Climax, and I mean, just, you know, all the groups we're going to talk about. Midnight Stars in the house. I mean, you know, we have a lot of groups, so we get to talk about all of them and just have a good time, and hopefully we get somebody to call and we get to chop it up with them. We'll just, you know, everybody's so busy. Fridays is really a hard one because even if they're not performing that night, they're traveling to perform the next day. So it's just that, yeah, it's just one of those things. I might have to change Friday. But it's all good. But anyway, in the meantime, we're going to have a good time here on Solar Records Radio. Much love to all you guys around the globe. And God be with our brothers and sisters who have been held hostage. And God bless the ones that who made it home. And God bless, you know, what's happening over there in Kuwait. And it's just crazy, man. It's so much war. I'm sick of war. Can we just love each other? Can we just get along, y'all? Can we get along? Come on. Anyway, let's get going. So long.
Thank you. y'all don't wanna hear me again.
Go, go, she wins. you know what I'm saying? Brooklyn, Bronx, Queens, Manhattan, the whole New York City. I said I love you to death, but you don't stop. And you don't quit, you got to keep on until the this do it like this. You don't stop, and you don't quit, you got to keep on at all.
Oh, don't we love it here at Solar Records Radio? I love Christmas time, and I think it's a beautiful time. And, you know, I think it's beautiful because it allows us to just, you know, give in to joy, to happiness, you know, to lift our spirits up, to make us feel good about ourselves, make us feel good about others. You know, make us not think about the things that are so negative and so dark. You know, Christmas time is really said to be a beautiful time of the year, the most beautiful time of the year. And I just pray that you guys can join in. I know some of us are not so happy right now. Some of us have brothers and sisters and cousins and nieces and uncles and aunties and people that are being held hostage. I know you're not happy, but I want you to just cry, to be happy. If you could just reach in your soul and say, come on, God, help me. I trust you in this, and I know that you got my back. You know, and we have to just trust him despite what the outcome may be. We just got to trust God through everything, in everything. All right, so let's just do our best to be our best and love on Jesus Christ, all right? Because this is a hard time. it's a really hard time for you and your loved ones. And so we all are feeling the pain as well. And so we're praying that they are good. And then for people that are sick in the hospitals and not feeling good, and, you know, we want to pray for them, and we want to lift their spirits up, and we want them to be blessed as well. There's so many people that are not doing so well. And so we want to pray for all of them people. We want to lift their spirits and try to let them enjoy this moment when Jesus Christ was born, when God gave his only begotten son to the world to save us from ourselves. And so I just pray that you guys can just lift your spirits just for this moment, okay? Oh, man. So we're really trying to have a good time with you. I hope you guys are enjoying this. We only got 54 minutes left in the show. So, yeah, 54 minutes. We're running out of time. I really enjoy you guys. So with that being said, I want to play a song by a person that I wrote for and I produced, and I really enjoy working with them. But this here particular song I want to play is a song that was written by my friend Richard Randolph. And rest in peace, Richard. We love you, and God bless you, and God be with you, my brother. All right, guys, here we go with Gladys Knight in the Pips, and this is called No Greater Love. We'll be right back.
baby, baby. You don't understand how much I love you, baby, and how much I wanna be your only man. Oh, baby. Baby, 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 you don't have to go. Stay a little while longer, baby. I want to talk to you just a little more. I see the little tears in your eyes about to fall. You are wondering if I'm for real. But if you cry, I wonder why you cry. I tell you, no lie, this is how I feel.
I'm not afraid to not the kind of game I play.
I'm telling you, baby, you will never find another girl.
As my buddy, Charles and Eddie, and, you know, I grew up with this kid, and I miss him very, very much. We lost him a few years back, and he's very young. He was younger than me, and he's gone, but he did a great job, and very, very proud of him, and we'll wish him all the best. And now we got on loudmouth. What's up, Mr. Don Fleming? What you doing?
I'm on the road. As you can probably tell, I'm on the road, and it's raining cats and dogs here, but I'm okay. I just wanted to call in, and who are you just discussing, man? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, no. I was just talking about Charles and Eddie, my friend who passed away from the group. Charles, and so, but I just was wishing him the best of luck, and, you know, he did a great job while he could, and he was younger than me. He was my little neighbor, so we, you know, but, whatever, we lost him, and so he's gone on to be with his Heavenly Father, and we just wish him the best. That's been a while now. It's been about maybe 10 years now that he's gone.
Yeah.
If not more, yeah. And so it's been quite a while, yeah. So how are you?
Okay. I'm good, man. Like I said, I'm in the rain. I'm handling a little business, but I wanted to just call in. And, you know, of course, you do a heck of a job. You're a phenomenal host of the show with all these interviews, man. And hopefully, we got a couple of interviews that's coming up, man. I don't want to let the cat out of the bag, but I'm talking to a couple of people, and there may be a possibility that we'll definitely have some things coming in 2024. So, guys, be on the lookout for all the listeners out there. We're keeping it going. Solar Records Radio is what we do. Throwback Thursday.
Amen. So, yeah, we're doing what we have to do here and enjoying it at the same time. And so thank God for that. We got about 33 minutes left in the show. And so, you know, Don, I just wanted to say, man, much love to you, Ann, and thank you for calling in and checking on us and making sure we're good. Make sure we're doing what we're supposed to do. Mr. Fleming. All right. And so I was also sharing with the listeners about wanting to, you know, to take this holiday time and take it in a positive way and try to be, you know, lift our spirits and be grateful for, you know, the opportunity to even still be here. And, you know, and we're praying for our brothers and sisters that may be held hostage, or praying for our brothers and sisters who are in the hospital, who are not doing so well, and even the ones that are home alone and that are hurting and sad and, you know, whatever reason it is, and we want to, you know, just kind of lift their spirits up as well. And so that's what, you know, we're trying to do here by playing these great oldies and letting them reminisce with us and just kind of lift their spirits, man, because we need to do that. I believe we need to do that. Your thoughts on that?
Man, I, every time we get in this holiday, you know, into the holiday season, a lot of people that don't really have, you know, good intentions, you know, all of a sudden feel like they need to turn on their empathy meter. I challenge people, don't just wait till the holidays to have empathy for your fellow man and you know, and fellow woman. We got to do this all year, man. We got to do this all year and care about, you know, there's all of these wars that's going on, all of this turmoil that's going on, but all of a sudden, you know, we can tweet out or go on social media and play the saint and you know, or in this holiday season thinking that, you know, you're getting your reward in heaven. Now, you know, again, I'm not, you know, I don't want to feel like I'm preaching or feel like I'm rambling a little bit, but sometimes I think there's a lot of phony people who don't have a lot of people the best interest at heart and the greater good. You know, they wait to a certain time. They wait a certain time in the season to all of a sudden turn that light on, you know, so to say, when it comes to empathy and caring for your fellow man and woman. I challenge people to do this every day. You know, don't wait for the season. So, I concur with everything you said, but I just wanted to just lay that challenge out on all the listeners out there. Make sure we're practicing this every day and being, you know, good people, having great, you know, good faith or whatever, you know, but just honestly, don't feel like you just need to turn it on and be phony because, yeah, it's the Christmas holidays.
Right. Amen. There you go, brother. I love that.
I didn't mean to go off like that, man. I'm sorry.
Well, guys, we're gonna just kind of cruise right now, and then we're going to have a move with some Mr. Smokey Robinson here from Solar Records Radio. And Don Fleming, God bless you, Don, and be safe out
you
there,
too,
man. And take
no
care
problem.
Of yourself.
Tune in tonight, Throwback Thursday night, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So make sure you're tuning in and hanging out with me.
All right. See you, Don.
All right.
Let the music Hey, baby, take a look over your shoulder. Say, you, come over here. Sit down and let me rent to you. I used to say I would.
Yeah, I know I'm living by tomorrow. but make me the path for that I mustn't fear. For I'll know deep in my mind the love of me I left behind, 'cause I'll be loving you
up and fly.
All right, guys. Well, it is getting to that time, and I just want to thank you for hanging out with us today here on Solar Records Radio. And don't forget, tomorrow it is Friday, and we will be celebrating the sound of Los Angeles Records on Solar Records Radio. So this morning, just to be honest, I woke up and I was thinking it's Friday. And I'm like, Greg, do you have a flyer? And she's like, what? I'm like, do you have a flyer for today? Because I don't have a flyer for today. She says, I posted it yesterday. And I go, I don't see it. And I'm looking. I'm like, where is this flyer? And I say, is today Thursday? He goes, yes. I go, oh, my God. I thought it was Friday. Good God. So what had happened is... Just so you know, I slept in really. What happened? I got up really early. I took my dog to the bathroom, and then I came back, and I slept until 10 o'clock. I stayed in the bed until 10 o'clock. So it must have seemed like another day or something. I'm like, whoa, what is going on here? So I apologize to all you guys who had to look at the webpage and go, but it's not Friday. It's Thursday. And so I apologize, and thanks, Greg, for getting me corrected. And may God bless all you guys, and all y'all have a wonderful and safe holiday weekend. I'm still at Friday. Okay, listen, let's just talk about Friday. Tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we will celebrate the sound of Los Angeles Records. Hallelujah. And then that will be the beginning of the weekend. We will be kicking the weekend off with celebrating the sound of Los Angeles. So tune in for that. Woo, boy, oh boy. All right, guys. God bless you all. Take care of yourselves. I enjoyed doing the show with you guys today. And I pray that you enjoyed it. And if you didn't get until later, click back in, listen from the top when the show is done. And we appreciate you guys. Go to solarrecordsradio.com and see if you see anything you want to buy for yourself or your family. God bless all of you, and take care of yourselves. And thanks again for being the best part of Solar Records Radio. We do appreciate you all very, very much. Peace out. God bless. And we'll see you tomorrow. Later on.
Shall come to próspero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Próspero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad, prospero año y feliz.